Sam Crowley, welcome to another Every Day is Saturday podcast. We are going to laugh at the winds of adversity today, baby. You ready?
Let's go.
Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
A tremendous Saturday to you, champion, wherever this message finds you. At least we know one thing. It found you on the right side of the ground today. You're not 6 feet under, which is always a great start to today. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day Saturday podcast, back with you, streaming on iTunes. I got a bone to pick with you. Let's just call you out right here. All right? Let's just go negative. Let's go negative real quick out of the gate. We have hundreds and thousands of listeners to this podcast. Every day there's a new show. Today's March 14th, 2014. Wouldn't you know, we have less than 50 ratings in iTunes. 50! 50! I don't ask much, man. I'm a real simple guy. And I ain't even too proud to beg. You know, I'm not above begging. That's perfectly fine. Can you get your rusty duff up and out the chair? You can even sit in a chair. Go to iTunes, leave a great review for the show. And the reason being, that's how people are going to find the Everyday Saturday message on iTunes, is by you leaving a great review. It gets us boosted up and out there. So do it for us. Would you do it for your brother, Sam? Would you do it for the Everyday Saturday, man? Go to iTunes, leave a review today. Just stop. Hit pause on the show. Unless you're driving, you can't do it. But when you get a minute, we would greatly appreciate it. Hey, we're talking about the palm trees during the hurricane today. And it's a feel-good Friday, though. So I want you guys to feel good about the weekend. Take a little bit of R&R, man. Take some time off. Don't take time off of dreaming. We never do that. But if you're in the J-O-B, the journey of the broke, jump out of bed just over broke, you know that's only temporary. It's a temporary situation, okay? Don't freak out. I know the boss pays you just enough so you don't quit. I know you do just enough so you don't get fired. I get it. It's playing a game, man. We're all just playing a game. It's so perfectly okay. And, you know, we got 20% of the people out there that actually love their job. I don't know if they're listening to this show, but 20% of the people, really, honest to God, they love their job. When they were 18 years old, they figured it out. When they were going to college, they figured out when they went to college what they were going to major in. They threw a dart and baby, it happened. Or they just really understood. Some people are like that. I'm going to get to the hurricane winds against the palm tree. That's today's show. Don't worry, I'll get there. Give me a little leeway, though. When yours truly was 17, 18 years old, I can't even tell you where my mind was at. But I can tell you where it wasn't at. And that was thinking anything that had to do with any academia whatsoever. When you're a senior in high school, man, that's like... it's like your 8 month, you start in September, it's 8 to 9 month of, hey, I got through this stuff. I know I still got to go to class a little bit and study a little bit. I got to get those grades, but let me tell you something. It ain't about the grades this year. It's about senior skip day and playing sports and partying and all of that good stuff, man. It was nothing about academics. At least for this guy, it wasn't. Now, when I talk to my kids, it's what it's all going to be about. College, I applied for college in February of my senior year. So that left me, what, 4 months to find a place? And I applied to one college, and that was Penn State, because everybody in my family went to Penn State. I lived in Bradford, Pennsylvania. Not everybody. My sister went to the University of Pennsylvania. She was the Ivy League. Ended up being an attorney. Really great story. One of the most successful Crowley family member by far, my sister Kate. Went to Georgetown Law School. All of it, I believe, at no charge because my mom was raising 8 kids alone. So financially, we qualified, I think, for all the aid you could possibly get. And then my other brother went to the Air Force, and my sister went to Villa Maria College. My other sister, I got two sisters and five older brothers. I'm the youngest of eight. So she went to Villa Maria College in Erie, PA, and then the rest of us, Penn State. So there you go. I didn't even get into main campus because my SAT scores, I think you get like 400 for signing your name. I think I got 660 on my first go around after a major bender the night before. Had a three keg party at a buddy's house, was doing upside down beer bongs, and then I had to take the SAT at 8 a.m. I wouldn't recommend that. I'm not sure the SAT study guide, you know, you can buy those things, and now you can get them online. You can literally, you know, really dive in and prepare. I don't know this to be true. I'm guessing upside down beer bongs are not part of the SAT preparation course. I could be wrong, but I'm guessing it's not. Second time around, though, I think I got over 1,000. Because I didn't do, and there's a good life lesson right there, friends. Boom, 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 boom. Good life lesson right there. Learn from your mistakes, because those of us that don't are doomed to repeat them. I didn't party the night before, didn't get crazy. Took them, focused, recognized a couple of the questions again from the previous one, and knocked it out of the park, man. Did 50% better than the time before. Got into the great Penn State Barron College, and from there, I proceeded to get about 20 college credits. Good times, though. So, hey, let's talk about adversity. Let's talk about adversity, baby. You eat it for breakfast. We laugh at it in the Everyday is Saturday community. You know, we don't look at adversity as something that's permanent. We kind of just, this is happening? Oh, isn't that interesting? That's what the great Jim Rohn said. I love, man, there's certain people you could listen to. It's like my grandfather talking to him, even though I never met my grandfather, but I feel like my grandfather. Jim Rohn talks, man, just like, puts me in a trance, you know? He talks about the winds of adversity when they blow on your boat. You just adjust your sail. That's what makes the difference, you know? And then when I recorded that audio series, by the way, I got your tweets at Sam Crowley on Twitter. I reckon I was talking about my 6 days of Saturday program. It's going to be 5 years old. I'm going to dust that baby off and just give it away, I think. I got your tweets. I appreciate that. So I told you to hit me up on Twitter if you'd be interested in getting a copy of that digitally delivered inside our membership area. I'm going to honor that. Just make sure you're on my email list, though. If you're not, or if you don't think you are, just head over to everydayissaturday.com, put in your name and email on the homepage, and you'll be notified when that baby is given out. That's my gift. That's my gift. The gift that keeps on giving. But I talked about in the 6 days of Saturday program, each CD was titled the day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Monday was feeling the pain that you're in. Tuesday was talking about preparing for success. The Wednesday CD was talking about taking action. Thursday was about failure and adversity because when you take action, you're going to be met with adversity. It just happens that way. Friday was commitment. And Saturday is that day you look up and you can't believe you got to stop doing what you're doing because every day is Saturday. So adversity, man. And in that series I was talking about when we're talking about adversity, trees in a hurricane. You ever notice the trees that are closest to the shoreline? They very rarely are they uprooted. It's the ones that are inland, you know, the ones that are on the streets or in the neighborhoods and the cul-de-sac. You see trees literally just ripped out of the ground. And I was wondering, why is that? Like, why are trees that are closest to the shoreline very rarely thrown around, uprooted? You see a palm tree remember that horrible tsunami that happened? I think it was in 2005, 2004, or the end of 2004 in December. It hit Thailand. Remember that? And people were hanging on to trees. The trees weren't going anywhere. The people were, unfortunately, casualties everywhere, and you had boats, these huge boats that were thrown around, buildings that were toppled, just terrible. But the trees, man, they weren't uprooted. Why is that? Well, funny thing is, those trees are susceptible, they're exposed, rather, to winds every single day because they're right there on the shoreline. Now, granted, not tsunami winds, not hurricane winds, but They're in a wind tunnel just about all day, every day, and sometimes those winds do pick up 30, 40 miles an hour, but the base, the trunk, is built to withstand those winds because they see them every single day. They're getting every day. Those winds are blowing. And that's what it's like when you're an entrepreneur. Some people are like, when they look at an entrepreneur, they think, well, you must have a stomach lining of steel. I mean, nothing bothers you. Well, that's not true. I mean, we're all human beings, you know. You cut us, we bleed. But with an entrepreneur, the successful ones, we're talking about the 1 out of 10 that make it the first year, and out of that first, out of that one, go another 5 years, 9 out of 10 of those don't make it. Why is that? Well, because it's not the fact that we're genetically different. I don't believe that. I think anybody can be an entrepreneur. I think it's a learned trait. Absolutely, for sure it is. But so many people get taken out of the game early because they don't have an opportunity. They're not blessed with the winds of adversity. And I really do believe it is a blessing to be able to have the winds of adversity blowing against your tree trunk every single day, because you build up that tolerance. You know, things that happen in your life now, if you've been an entrepreneur 3, 4, 5 years, think about that. Or even at your job. If you have a job, think about that as well. Think about when you first started, you were like a deer in headlights. I mean, whatever you thought was a major issue, you look back now and you're like, I know how to do that with my eyes closed. I mean, that doesn't bother me at all. Well, it did. When you first started, it did. But you built up that tolerance. You built up, what'd you build up? You got experience, you know, and you found out that the boogeyman wasn't real. You found out there really wasn't anything to be afraid of. That's the same thing as being an entrepreneur. You know, I talk about this all the time. Don't ask how, just say yes. Don't ask how, just say yes. But people are afraid to say yes because they don't know what's behind door number two. They are afraid of the boogeyman. They think that there's this big shoe waiting to drop. That's not true at all. Actually, what's behind that door is the very thing that you need to get after. And you don't let fear stand in your way. You don't let worry stand in your way. You don't let things, those aren't even real. Those are emotions that you have built up inside of you because you haven't had a chance to hear the winds blowing on your tree trunk every day for 5 years. Why don't you get in the game first? And then get in the game, why don't you stay a while? Don't leave. You know, when the hurricane winds pick up, don't leave. Dig in. You know, let yourself build up the tolerance to the very thing that you need to build up. It's like an immune system. You know, so many people, I need a drug, I need an antibiotic, I got to call my doctor for an antibiotic. Why don't you let your body fight the disease off? And then when that disease comes back, the disease, or when the cold or the flu or whatever it is, that strain comes back, you're not going to get it. Why? Because you've built up an immunity towards it. You know, and in my own personal journey, I've seen, you know, my own personal journey in with finances, especially. I'm not afraid of, you know, putting myself out there and investing in a new system or a product or putting a product launch out there that just absolutely busts. Let me tell you, I know you think, I don't know what you think, but some people think, hey, everything you touch turns to gold. I mean, you put a product out there and people buy it, and you sell a product from stage and people buy it. That's not true. That's not true at all. 90% of the things that I put out there, you don't see because they aren't successful. I'm not going to, and I guess success is a relative term, but let's say, I'm trying to think of the best way to put this. Let me just say it this way. What you think is you see is not what you see. Out of 10 products I put out there, one might be a success. But the other nine, like if one brings in $100,000, for example, and so let's just say $100,000 in a month or something, for example, okay, there's nine that don't bring in $5,000 altogether, and it probably cost me twice that just to pay a programmer, a developer, or somebody, a content writer, people like that, or just to run a business, you know? I probably lose on 9 out of 10, but does that stop me on the one? No. And even more so, when you've got 9 or 10 things that you've built and 9 out of 10 fail, you don't care because you've got that one that does. That's why I tell people going into the real estate business, go buy 20 or 40 units. Oh my God, I can't do that. Well, let me tell you why you'd want to. You're going to lay awake at night if you got a duplex and somebody moves out. There's half your rent gone. You've got 50% vacancy rate. If you own 20 units, you're going to have 10 people move out to have a 50% vacancy rate. And while you've got a couple vacant, those other ones can pay for the bills. You know, that's why I always believe in going big. I always believe go big, baby. Just go big. Or it is true. Go big or stay home, because it's so much more fun to do it that way. And people think there's risk. It's not risky. You know, the definition, there's risk in anything you do. All right. There's risk in getting behind the wheel of a car. There is a risk in that. Something can happen. Risky is putting a blindfold on and drinking a fifth of Jack Daniels while you're driving in reverse going 40 miles an hour. That's risky. You know, you don't do that in business. You know, business is awesome. Being an entrepreneur is awesome. There's nothing like every day is Saturday as a mindset. It's not a circumstance. You can do it. You can absolutely do it. But you've got to build up a resistance to those hurricane winds and don't let them take you out of the game like they do most people. Get in, get out by the shore. Don't stay inland where it's safe and secure, because when something does, and inevitably it's going to happen, but that's awesome. And when I say it is going to happen, I'm talking about adversity. You know, the tax man may come calling. You may have a product that nobody buys. Your insurance premiums may quadruple. You know, those have all happened to me, by the way. But you don't fail. You don't quit. You don't give up. You don't go crawl in a hole. And metaphorically speaking, you don't let your tree get toppled over and get uprooted just from that. No! That's not what it's about. That's not every day is Saturday. That's living in a make-believe world of fear and worry and self-doubt. And that's just crawling into the fetal position, woe is me, because things went wrong. There is nothing outside of you getting a 30-day terminally ill death sentence. You want to read a good book? Read Chasing Daylight. Read Chasing Daylight. You can get it on Amazon for probably $4 used or new even. One of the best books I ever read. It's about a Fortune 100 top four accounting firm CEO who was given that terminally ill 90 days to live death sentence. He and his wife used to chase daylight and go play nine holes of golf at the end of the day every day. He had to close out his life and say goodbye to everybody. And what he found out was, you know, there was only a few people that he really wanted to say goodbye to. Had a lot of friends, but really only a few people that made a difference in his life. Obviously his wife, he had a daughter. And it's a really good book called Chasing Daylight. Go ahead and read it. Another one that I talked about reading, Viktor Frankl's book too. Just get that one as well. I mean, these books, let me tell you something. That is what it's about. Those books are where it's at. Those are the books that move me to my core. Those are the reasons why I get out and do this every single day, because I know, man, I know. I just don't take it for granted. There's no way. I'm squeezing the last bit of toothpaste out of the tube, and I want you to come with me on this journey. It is a freaking amazing journey to be on. It just is. Life is. It's an amazing journey. Not sitting on your ass watching television every day or staying on social media pretending to be somebody that you're not. That's not what life's about. Life's meant to be lived by you, for you, leaving a legacy for other people. Come on, let's do it. And when the winds of adversity come blowing on your tree, come on, just laugh it off. I'm right there with you on the shoreline. I promise you that much. Together, we're making every day a Saturday, baby. I promise you that much. It's Sam Crowley. Hit me up on Twitter, would you? At Sam Crowley. Let me listen. Let me know you're listening. Let me know you're doing. Let me know you're thinking. Let me know you're breathing. All right? Hey, don't forget also, I'm watching you. Leave a review on iTunes. Give us a great rating out there so people like you, champions like you, can find the show. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.